said what?
How could they do something like that?
Are you serious?
What a thirsty MF-er.
Not good. She's absolutely dead to me.
That's because she died.
I'm Sterling Mulberry.
And I'm Blair Payton. And welcome to
Bad Behavior.
A morally questionable podcast.
We're two unqualified friends.
Two unhinged comedians.
Determined once and for all what is good.
And what is bad. Hello and welcome to Bad Behavior. I'm Sterling Mulberry.
And I am Blair Payton.
And we're so excited you all are here to listen today. Now, before we dive into our episode, I want to put you on the spot, Blair.
Okay, great.
Blair is doing something that I would say is disturbing. And I want to know if anyone else finds this disturbing. And that is that he kind of said, hey, we got to wrap up on the earlier side today. I'm going to a Charlie Puth concert. And I said, I'm sorry, huh? Who goes to Charlie Puth concert? I hate to be like this. Who likes Charlie Puth in the year 2023?
As a fellow creative, you're not supportive of someone in the creative space?
Do
is that
I
what
need
I'm
to be
hearing?
Supportive of a white man in the music industry?
They have it so hard, Sterling. You have no idea.
It's just so random.
Do you know how much gay baiting he has to do to be a success?
But like, why are you so into Charlie Puth? Like,
okay, well, first of all, let me set the record straight. I am not so into Charlie Puth.
Well, you must if you go to a concert, you know?
No, my friend Tony, who is
no,
off
this seems
to the
like
side
an excuse.
Right here.
This seems like an excuse.
It's not an excuse. It is a story.
You
I'm explaining how we got here.
Love Charlie Puth.
Tony said,
would you want him to turn you on like a light switch?
Tony said he is performing at Rockefeller Plaza? No, Radio City. What's the difference? I'm kidding. I know that. I'm a New Yorker. So he's performing at Radio City and he was like, do you want to go? And did I just say yes? I literally don't remember how this happened. I just remember one day I was like, yeah, I'll go. And now I'm going.
And now Blair's going to a Charlie Puth
concert. Oh, he said they were too expensive. That does sound like me because I am cheap. Sorry, as I'm... can you guys hear Tony? He's actually explaining the story.
So the first...
Did I? Okay, well, so Tony, okay, to relay, I will say what he told me how much the tickets were. I'm cheap. And I said, that seems like too much to pay. Like what, 75? Yeah, 75 bucks. Let's say that price. And I said, that seems like too much for Charlie Puth. And then he found something a little cheaper. And I was like, you know what? Why not? Because I know the light switch song. And I'm sure I know other songs. And
can you imagine? Can you imagine being Charlie Puth's lover? And he's like, hey, girl. He's like, hey, I wrote you this love song. The main lyric is you turn me on like a light switch. I'd literally be like, what the hell is the point of dating you?
If you follow his trajectory on TikTok, okay?
No, followed it. I follow the trajectory.
Okay.
But like, if you're going to date someone, hopefully that's a musician, and you're going to take on that baggage of dating a musician, they better be writing better songs than you turn me on like a light switch. And I know he was doing the light switch sound, la-di-da-di, making the songs. Okay.
But he did it for the fans.
If you guys are big Charlie Puth fans, please sound off in the comments.
He did it for the fans. He was like, give me a sound. And they were like, light switch. And he just did it because he loves his fans. That's the man I want, is someone who just loves other people.
And I want someone who hates everyone.
You want someone who is closed off and can't make music from everyday sounds. So
you're
that's
so
how
right.
I hear it.
You're so right.
But no, it's gonna be fun. It's just gonna be us gals getting down to some Charlie Puth with probably like some other teenagers, and then we'll be drinking Truvias and having are they Truvias? Why am I so old? Why don't I know anything? You know the seltzer.
Trulies.
Truvia is the sweetener.
I'm scared for you.
Am I in the beginning stages of Alzheimer's?
Yeah.
Is this what it looks like?
I worry, yeah.
Am I the new face of Alzheimer's?
Yeah. Well, I hope you have fun tonight. I will not be going to a concert.
Would this be better if I maybe FaceTime you from the concert and like we rock out together like we're at the show?
You know what I would love? Yes, please FaceTime me in for you turn me on like a light switch, because maybe I'll listen and be like, he is God's gift to earth for this song. Yeah, so anyways, in case you haven't gotten your tickets yet, we are doing a show at Littlefield on July 15th in New York this summer at 9 p.m. Saturday night. Come out.
And also, just a refresher, the link is in the show description. So
incredible. There you
I don't
go.
Know why I'm gesturing because you're listening right now, but I am pointing downwards. So just imagine my fingers moving down.
But yeah, we can't wait to see you all there. Now, Blair, we have an absolutely fabulous lineup of guests on our podcast today. They are the hosts of the hilarious podcast Sloppy Seconds. Please welcome our guests today, Meatball and Big Dipper.
All right, you guys, thank you so much for coming on our podcast today. How are you guys doing?
Stunning, amazing, lovely,
absolute
beautiful.
Slay, wonderful time.
I absolutely love the sunglasses.
Thank you. They're like a drag hack, because I wasn't going to get into full drag to sit in front of a computer. Yeah, don't you believe
it's too
it.
Early.
It's too early.
Fun fact, I produce Snooki's podcast. Try not to be intimidated. She doesn't like to put on makeup, so she does the whole sunglass thing.
Well, tell her that I have a box of her Cheez-Its that I would like her to sign for me, please.
Hey.
They are on display in my home.
I can text her right now.
Oh my God, I'm living!
You're this close to the Jersey Shore.
Oh,
I'll tell you this fun fact. The one and only perfume that Meatball wears in drag is...
the Snooki perfume, which is not technically legally can't be called a perfume because it has too much alcohol, so it is a body mist.
What is the smell?
It has woody undertones, but on top of that, cotton candy and like baby hooker. It's amazing.
So I was listening to your latest episode and you were talking about countries gays aren't accepted in.
Oh, and yeah. Pretty ignorantly we were talking about
yeah, yeah.
Well,
yeah, yeah.
No, I wanted to say because I went to Jamaica not too long ago.
Okay, what was that like?
Well, I was sitting in the airport waiting for my friends to arrive. So I was like, well, let's just see what happens when I open Tinder. Let's see what the talent is like. It came up with like a red flag warning. It was like, you're in an area that hates homos. I'm just paraphrasing. But it was like, do you want to turn off your location?
Copy.
Yeah, it was like, do you want to turn off your location services?
Wow.
That's crazy.
Well, that's nice of Tinder to protect the user that way.
So I had to really butch it up, you guys.
How'd that go for you?
I think I nailed it.
Well, you're here, so you made it.
What do we think are going to be in and out for this summer? What are we feeling? I have no clue. I'm not that excited about this summer, but do we have any fun plans? What are we feeling?
I'm hoping to be in and out something this summer, you know what I mean?
I don't. Yeah. Explain it.
Yeah.
Sex, gay sex, okay. Anal sex, dick and butt.
Stuff. He's going to travel for butt stuff. He's going to pay for butt stuff. He's going to do it all for butt stuff.
What's your maximum price for butt stuff?
I don't know that I've encountered a maximum price.
What's the most you paid?
Yeah, what's the most?
300? That's reasonable. That's like a fine hourly rate.
I don't know. I'm cheap. I would say my ceiling is probably like 50.
That might affect the quality and the time of which you of what you're procuring.
I feel like all the last 3 years I was cooped up. So this summer I want to try to travel as much as I can. I want to relax, go to the beach.
And Meatball and I are actually, we have a very fun thing happening in August, which is that we are doing a live podcast in Palm Springs at a clothing optional resort called CCBC.
Ooh.
So we're going to be doing a poolside clothing optional live podcast at like a bear weekend in Palm Springs.
Are you guys going to be nude when you do it?
No, we have a strict rule of to never see each other's mushrooms. But...
Now, here's my question living in LA. Mm-hmm. People kind of, there's famously the beach, lots of them, but people are never wanting to go. I live on the east side and I feel like it's a very like, I'm always like, the beach exists. I'm still kind of excited because I'm new from New York. What are your kind of thoughts on beach culture here? Are you both going to the beach? Are you anti the beach? What are we feeling?
Well, we famously say, let's go to the beach.
Go to the beach, each. Mm-hmm. Let's go get away.
Okay, there you go.
We're always looking to get a wave. But Meatball, there was a period of your life when you went to the beach a lot more. Correct me if I'm
wrong. Yes, almost every weekend when I first moved here. And it's a thing. The issue is that it's impossible to get to the beach from the east side in under an hour and a half. And then to get home, it's like 2.5 hours. So if you're going to do a beach day, you need to plan with your friends. You need to leave at 8 a.m., which no one wants to do. You need to get all your drinking done early and then leave by 2 o'clock.
The problem I find with the beach is like you already, when you go all the way out to the west side, whether you're hiking or go to the beach, you have your whole day. You've gotten up early. You've done it. When it's time to go, don't go to a second location.
Oh, no. Everyone wants to go to Netflix.
Oh, let's get drinks. No, let's go get fish tacos.
Bring it all with you.
Go home. Get the fuck out of there. Because then all of a sudden you're driving through some windy back roads of Malibu at 9 at night when it's go home. I'm an old man.
Get also, skip all the like normal beaches, Santa Monica, Zuma. Skip all those and just go to Malibu.
Put on some back episodes of your own podcast. Listen to how far you've come. Drive up the PCH and find a good secluded beach.
Now, do you like to make your friends listen and watch them listening to you on the podcast?
That's a yes.
I love that.
Now, speaking of your podcast, Sloppy Seconds.
Yes.
I think is it almost your 4-year anniversary, or just happened your 4-year anniversary of the podcast?
So it's this summer. I know in the podcast world, time is a wild morphed continuum of whatever. Mm-hmm. We celebrated 4 years on June 14th. And it feels insane because we are a weekly show. We don't do seasons. And after about 2 years, was it? Or even just a year and a half, we went from once a week to twice a week. So we put out shows on Tuesdays and on Fridays. We never take a break. We only take 1 week or 2 weeks off at the end of the year just to reset. And
so what is your energy level right now?
High, through the roof, constant. Come on.
Mama, we're at a 10. We just recorded yesterday. I was screaming.
The thing about us is that we always have more to say, even if it's about the same topic.
You can't really shut us up.
But we have the impressive thing is not only that we haven't torn each other's heads off, despite a few conflicts, but we have also done over 350 episodes of our show, which is mind-blowing to think about.
So so speaking of conflict, we like to ask our guests kind of how they approach conflict in their lives and like their usual styles. So I was wondering, as kind of pals and podcast hosts, how has it been kind of over the years of hosting together? Has your styles changed with each other? How do you kind of approach if there ever is a sticky situation with each other? Is there sort of usual roles you both fall into?
Thank you for passing the baton to me. Thank you so much for this. Thank you so much.
All right, Meatball.
I would say, me and my boyfriend were just talking about this, that my conflict style is very, like, non-confrontational.
Okay.
Like, I'm very, like, if fight or flight. Like, I'm not going to say anything. I will complain about the situation while it's happening to a degree that is so annoying to everyone around me. And when that's happening, instead of just taking care of, like, the issue, I will complain about everything in the room. And so that is like, if there's an issue, it's like, I won't say the actual issue. I'll just be like, I don't want to fucking do this. Instead of being like, can I have 5 minutes to eat my lunch?
Okay.
Things like that. But over the years, I feel like we haven't really fought that much. There's been like little annoyances here and there.
Big Dipper, would you like to dig in? I would like to hear your side of that to see if that is an accurate statement.
I think what Meatball said is accurate, and I think it's because
your voice seems to get higher when you say that. So it's almost like there's an undercurrent of like you're afraid.
I'm lying.
Okay.
No, I think she's in her happy place, right? Like she's at home right now. I'm sure it's cool. She's not uncomfortable. She has a drink that she needs. She didn't have to drive somewhere. So, like, I do think she's cool, calm, and collected at the moment and being honest. But, like, yesterday we ran into a conflict when we were working. And I will break it down for you here.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
We recorded a show at 1 o'clock, which means the call time is what? 12:30. We finish around 2:15. That is how much time? 1 hour and 45 minutes?
I'm not good at math.
Then she needs a full break to eat a meal after an hour and 45 minutes of work, in which I had scheduled time for us to do.
Oh, I'll let you finish.
I had scheduled time for us to do social media content, to work with a nice young person who works at our company, who is hired to make TikTok and Instagram videos. Even though we're all in our 30s and cringe at it, we still love to do it to get those views. So we were doing those things and Meatball started complaining. And I'm sorry that you had to work during your 4-hour work day.
Mind you, there's a 3-hour work period before that workout day starts where I'm doing my makeup and collecting my costumes and getting to the studio.
Your so I had breakfast look like it took like, 3 hours yesterday.
You can talk to me about my makeup when you start wearing costumes instead of t-shirts and fucking basketball shorts to record. You bald headed hoe.
But the positive takeaway, you guys are communicating right now, and that's beautiful.
We are.
Yeah, you're not flying away, Meatball, so that's good.
No.
I forgot y'all were here.
My defense is to get dramatic. Like, she can be, I think it's actually healthy to, you know, express and have conflict and talk about it. But when she does, I go, so I guess we're done. We're never going to do the podcast again, ever. Walk out like I'm the total and complete victim. And I think then when she responds like, no, everything's fine and we're just going to do what we usually do. I just was expressing myself. I'm like, oh, okay, I see what you're doing. You're just not bottling it all in like I do.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
So we like to play a game on this podcast called Heaven or Hell, in which we'll present several examples of a subject and you'll decide if they are heaven or hell. And if you're indifferent, you can simply say purgatory. Now, since you both host the podcast Sloppy Seconds, we are going to present Sloppy Seconds behaviors.
Okay.
And you both can have different answers, obviously. Okay, number one, receiving a hand-me-down harness as a birthday gift.
Oh, heaven.
Well, heaven. I think heaven. Well, but it also depends on the quality. Is it rusted?
Yeah, she's bougie.
Heaven.
At what point would you not accept it?
If it was, like, worn out and, like, poor quality.
Or you know how there are some people who think they're friends with you, but, like, you're not really friends with them, and you've seen them wear this harness, and, like, maybe they, like, make porno movies or are go-go dancers, and you've, like, seen them just be gross or, like, have gross sex in that harness. Okay. Then I wouldn't want it, even if the harness was in good shape.
Which harness are we talking about here?
Well, this is what I mean. If it's a certain harness, I don't want it.
All right. Number two, accidentally packing a single fork for a picnic and sharing it with the group.
Hell.
That's my hell.
Meatball and I talk a lot about oral hygiene.
I think that some people just have dirty mouths and some people just don't take care of it. And that's fine. It's your prerogative to do whatever you want with your mouth. But I'm not going to share a straw, a spoon, a bite of food with someone that I deem to have dirty mouth.
Or kiss you. Hot breath. Get out of here. Some people don't. Like, I think some people are like, oh, gum or a mint. But they actually don't understand that brushing your teeth is gonna be the thing to do it for you, mama. Like, take care. Hey, how about a little bit of floss? Mm-hmm.
Also, a lot of people who suffer from dry mouth, that can cause like an odorous mouth. They have things to get your mouth wet, you know, just stuff like that.
And here's a pro tip about brushing your teeth, toothpaste, and a little drink we call coffee.
Don't do them together, because that's going to cause a wreck up in your mouth. And you're going to be stuck at UCLA trying to host a Valentine's Day party, and your mouth smells like hot sewage water. And not one of these college kids is going to have gum. You're going
to
be screaming.
Nothing to do about it.
Was there anything in the coffee, or was it just black coffee?
It was just a straight black coffee, but I had just brushed my teeth, did black coffee, and then I think because I had like such severe dry mouth because I was like nervous and was dehydrated, it was one of those things, like I opened my mouth and Dipper's eyes,
you could
see them singe.
Oh no. And we were both like, wait, we've been together. Like, what are you, like, eating onions?
What is it?
It's the coffee and whatever brand of toothpaste that was.
At that point, probably some sort of organic salt-based toothpaste because I was trying to save my life.
Okay, next one. Your partner wants to spice things up in the bedroom by incorporating leftovers from the fridge.
Hell.
There's no type of leftover that would be okay.
For me, no type of food.
No, I don't want any food with my sex.
I want it after.
After? Sure. Bring that cheesecake right on up to the bedroom.
Okay.
No, which is funny because Meatball has this amazing nightlife party called Fat Slut, and they actually do a sexy food eating contest at the party, but it is neither sexy nor eating.
Well, so normally it's not sexy ever. It's like a whole rotisserie chicken, 6 pounds of macaroni salad. We've done hot dogs inside of a Jell-O mold. It's not sexy.
What flavor Jell-O?
Clear.
Oh,
just cow bone. Regular.
Barf.
Regular. Okay.
It does have a smell. But one time we filled it with shrimp And I thought it was okay. You couldn't smell it. And then when you cracked into the Jell-O and opened it up, the whole bar smelled like cat food.
Hold on. So, like, is it a contest just to see who will finish it? Or who, like, no. What's
it's
the...
It's not about eating at all, truly. We call it sexy eating, but it's mostly about being sexy with food. So, the person who won that night shoved the shrimp and Jell-O up their butthole.
Wow.
Okay. What did they win?
$200 cash.
Oh, okay.
Okay, huge.
I threw up. I've never seen a shrimp come out whole.
And wow. This is what we do for a living. You know what
so
I mean?
So that's my hell.
I think every-
All right. Next one. Speaking of roommates, your roommate surprises you with a new-to-you mattress they found curbside. Heaven or hell?
Hell.
Hell.
Even though they're being green and saving the environment by recycling something that's just going to be trash and kill our planet?
I need to know where the life of that mattress, where it's been, who's been sleeping on it. You can't just grab something off the side of the street unless they went and got it fumigated and it was like in really good quality. But I'd rather, you know, just get that Helix delivered.
Yeah.
What's the promo code?
Sloppy.
Got it.
When I lived in New York, I shot a music video in New York, and one of the scenes we were hoping to do something like that was sort of evocative of a mattress store, like a bunch of dancers all over these mattresses, and we were trying to figure out how to do it affordably. And it was like the night before, and we were driving around, and we saw like four mattresses on the side of the road, and we were like, fuck it. What we did is we went and bought plastic mattress bags, like for moving. So we bagged them up and then we danced on them covered in plastic and then threw them out. But in New York in like 2014, that was a risk, baby. That was bedbug central.
Yeah.
And I was like, just bag them up tight and we'll dance on them. I need them for the music.
That's insane. I wouldn't have even touched it. I wouldn't have even
time
touched
is
it.
I got bedbugs in New York City in 2016, 17. Like that
Sterling loves
December.
To brag about this.
Wait, what brought them in?
Well, I don't know. I moved into this apartment. I think they were kind of there. But yeah, I moved into this apartment and I was subletting. There's five of us, in an apartment. And we were way, way, way up on the Upper West Side, kind of near Columbia. And moved in. We had bed bugs, we had cockroaches, we had mice, we had a flooding ceiling. It was gorgeous. But now in LA, in my head, I'm like, there's none of these in LA. So I'm like, I'm a little more relaxed. Not that I'm taking anything off the street, but like if I even got like a mosquito bite in New York, I'd be like,
That does kind of remind me of the one time I had a roommate come home from work. He worked at a restaurant with a pizza. And I was like, oh, and he's like, here, you can have some. And so I ate a bunch of the pizza and I was like, that's really good pizza. Where did you get it? Your place doesn't have pizza. And he goes, oh, I found it on a trash can.
Wait, didn't you have found pizza, Sterling?
Yeah, actually, I did that a few times. Yeah. Okay, well, so is this bad?
Yes, it is. Hey, guess what? It is.
Okay. So my roommate and I, a few times when I was living in New York, this was maybe a year or two ago, we would be coming home from a night out late, you know, and we'd be in the Uber together. And she'd always be like, let me get delivery pizza to our apartment. And I'd always say, wait, it comes always so quick. And she's like, no, I'm sure we'll make it in time. So we were living in Manhattan. We'd always be coming from Brooklyn. And two times... Both times we tried to do this, the pizza arrived before us. And we were like, you know, in a building, like there was no, it was like the building's door. And right. Then
no foyer,
and trash,
no doorman.
And then trash cans.
Yeah,
there was no doorman. No. We're kind of living that life. So they would drop it on the ground, like again, in the box, on the ground next to the door. We were probably 10 to 15 minutes from drop on ground to getting it. But we did eat it each time. Each time I was like disturbed and I was like, I don't love this, but again, it's like 2 a.m. and your brain's maybe not, you know.
Honestly, if I was walking down the street and I saw a couple boxes of pizza sitting there, I wouldn't touch them. So I feel like you're probably fine.
Yeah, it was mostly like them being kind of close to the trash cans. Not the best.
But also, you know? That person is crazy for doing something like that. Like, girl, just wait until you're home if it only takes 10 to 15 minutes.
Yeah, I'm sure she'll be listening to this episode. So, girl, you're crazy for doing
girl,
that.
Girl, you're crazy for that one.
Everyone say hello to Kat.
Kat, you're crazy.
Okay, next. Dating someone who is still best friends with their most recent serious ex.
Purgatory. I'm indifferent on that.
I'm indifferent. I don't think it would bother me.
I was telling someone recently that I was talking to my ex on the phone, and they're like, oh, you still talk to them? And I was like, to me, that question was a red flag on them. Mm. I was like, yes.
Oh.
Why would you be so awful to not? Like, to me, I can imagine a situation where you date someone, you break up, and you're like, we're never talking again because they're so wild. But to me, that would be the anomaly. I would preferably, like, you know, everyone I've ever dated, I can call up on the phone or hang out with socially or invite. Like, there's no sort of, like, hands-off, you know, no-go with any of my exes.
All right, and our final one. A friend who's been MIA asking you to sub in on their beach volleyball team because their partner is touring with Work the World. Heaven or hell?
Heaven. I love volleyball.
Purgatory? Like, is it, who else is on the team?
Well, I think sometimes it's like, sometimes people get into a relationship, you never hear from them again, right? Yeah. And then they like call you up and they're like, oh, want to hang? And they're like, oh, because my partner's out of town. And like, you know, and you feel very like in second place. And so that's it. What we're, but I love that you're like, I love volleyball. All
right. That would be purgatory for me because it would be like, why are you calling me? But also in my mind, that would be someone that I would categorize as like a party friend. Who I only call when I want to go to parties or events with them because they're fun for that type of thing. So if the whole group is like a bunch of party people, I'd be like, yeah, I'll fill your spot for this party event thing. But if it's like a close friend and they've completely ignored me and then all of a sudden they want me to fill in, I'd be like, no, we were supposed to talk every day and you haven't.
Right. This is something that I think happens a lot in LA is that we just had Macy Rodman, who is a very funny person, musician, podcast host on our show. And she had spent a month in L.A. and we were like, how do you like it out here? And she was like, well, everybody flakes on plans. Yeah. And we were like, isn't it great? I think the longer there's like a culture of like the longer you're in L.A., the more you're like, oh, I'm a homebody. And like, sure, I'll fill up my calendar, but I'm really only going to about 40 to 60% of these items, even though I said I'm attending. And so I know for me, especially as like a performer and like a host, like so much of the job is social that you cannot call me for 6 months and then pick up the phone and be like, want to get lunch? And I'm like, sure, it means nothing to me here or there. And we even have a group of friends that we only get together to do activities. And I'm not even close with the majority of them. Like, I don't know many people's last names. but we'll like get together.
And the emails show it.
I know their Instagram and their Instagram tag. But we just went all for a big group for karaoke. We've done escape rooms. Like we do these like sanctioned activity outings just to have something social to do. But it's not like we all sit around and share and cry about, you know, when we're going to get married or not.
Absolutely. And like you're saying, like there's friends that I have for strictly like premiere parties because I know that they'll get drunk with me, party with me, do whatever. My boyfriend doesn't want to come to that stuff at all. So, but there's certain people that will just totally rage hard with me. And that's great.
Her boyfriend's like straight. He's straight. He's a straight man who dates you.
Oh, kind of. He dresses
no, I mean,
gay.
He's gay, but all of his interests are completely heteronormative.
Oh, so straight.
Sports, gambling, motorcycles, tattoos, video games? No, you play
video games. Yeah, all that stuff. And I'm like, do you like my pretty dress?
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
We've come to a time where I believe you both have potentially a story for us.
Yeah.
That maybe we can decide if it falls in good behavior or bad behavior. And Blair and I can provide some insight. So whenever you're both ready, if you want to tell it together or whatever is easiest.
As you know, being podcast hosts, sometimes things happen really easily and they just make total sense. And you're like, oh, that's great. Let's talk about that on the pod. And then other times you sort of have to say, like, what are we going to do? What's the programming move? Like, how are we going to do stuff? So this was this combination of two things. One, an event happened and we were like, oh my God, we're so obsessed with this. And we just kept referencing it on the podcast. We kept talking about it like it was folklore that everyone knew. And it was about a conflict that happened in Brooklyn drag scene. And then eventually we were like working and we were like, what are we going to do to like beef up the podcast? Like, how are we going to take it to the next level? And so we sort of shoehorned our way into this sort of organic casual conversation bit, but we were like, we're going to do an expose on what happened in this drag conflict. So we really had no business talking about this. We were not involved in this whatsoever.
Okay.
It was sort of like,
not even there.
If you were to like interview the creators of a meme or figure out how to insert yourself into like an internet scenario. And that's like the framework for this. So we sort of like, we did it for the pod. But Meatball can tell the specifics of the story.
So it was like DragCon pre-pandemic. And there was my friend was doing a party at this club. And she texted me and she goes, some girl just pushed someone down the stairs here at this party. And I was like, what? And then the next thing I knew, the next morning, all over Instagram. But it was DragCon, so I wasn't able to go out. And all I was seeing was on my Instagram at my DragCon booth was like, all these girls talking about how someone got pushed down the stairs. And yeah, we would reference it on the podcast.
Pushed another queen down the stairs,
but no one knew the full story. And it was like this lore of like witchcraft being involved and like all this crazy stuff was going on. And like, who was in the bathroom? Who pushed who? What happened?
And we heard everything. We heard a shove down the stairs. We also heard like a, they were so
a
wasted
and
they were
moving a push.
Yeah, and they were teetering at the top, and it was like sort of a like a casting of a spell, and then like a finger poke, and the whole body went tumbling down the stairs.
Like Death Becomes Her.
Yes.
But then we also heard like the girl that got pushed was on a bunch of ketamine, so maybe she was a liar, and like there was just all this stuff, and I was like, okay, wait a minute. What if we just got to the bottom of this story? Like, what if we interviewed the girl who pushed her? What if we find the girl that got pushed? And what if we find someone that, like, owns the bar to talk to? And I found all of them, like, in a week.
Yeah. Can you say who the queens were?
Ruby Fox from New York City, iconic drag queen, total slay. Okay. She's going to love hearing her name again. Gemma Bubblegum, who... currently
is no longer a drag queen
and is quoted as saying about me recently, God, she's obsessed with that story still. And then the third person was a girl that worked at the bar, something Rainbows or something.
And then we also were able to interview a few witnesses and a couple other people. And so we hopped on a couple Zoom calls and we wanted to be like, okay, bitches, let's talk about that cunty fucking thing that happened and everyone's talking about it.
It's so funny. Thank God you're alive. Let's make fun of you. And each person came on the podcast and started trauma dumping on us. Like, really telling us, like, the girl that got pushed was like, this changed the trajectory of my life. I'm now going to college for psychotherapy. I'm going to become a massage therapist. And, like, points of it almost was in
dealing
tears.
With physical trauma.
Physical trauma has, like, from the accident. Lingered. And I was on the other end of the call being like, yeah, but what a bitch, right?
And like, and so the queen accused of the pushing talked about how she got blacklisted from all these clubs and had to rebuild her career and fight the negative sort of reputation that this story or the perpetuation of this story, which we were fully part of, was like impacting her career. There was, and it, you know, there were different races involved. So there was like a larger conversation about like nightlife and racism and favoritism. And like every conversation we had got serious. And at the end of it, I looked at all of the interviews that we had put together and I was like, Meatball, this is not going to be a fun, funny episode. Like, so we were like, we gotta lean into it.
Well, we edited out a lot of the really, really dramatic stuff.
We did end up putting out like a rather full comprehensive story of it that like in between each of the interviews we're like, And then we had an opportunity to interview Gemma Bubblegum about, like, it sort of took a weird turn.
We added a lot of sound effects. Like, we tried to make it light and funny, but it's, like, a very serious episode. And there was a conversation of whether we should put it out or not at all, because the whole episode, I'm over there being like, yeah, girl, shut up. Keep it moving. Like, what happened next? Did she push you? Like,
wait, what's the episode called?
It's called The Stairs.
Okay. The Stairs. Ooh,
it sounds like a Netflix drama.
Well, this is, yes.
Well, it was based off, because I was super obsessed with true crime, so we were trying to make a funny version of that, and what we ended up doing was making a real version of that.
How many stairs did she fall down? Was it a lot?
Well, we that's up to you. We Instagram. Don't know. Some people said 10, some people said 25.
Right,
the landing the and the staircase, shape of the stairs changed.
It has a landing, story. And it's an L shape, so did she stop at the landing, or did she take the second round of stairs as well?
Wow, that would be hard to do a full L.
Well, yeah. Maybe she like tried to get up, rolled over, and then oops.
Yeah, the ketamine kicked in right when she tried to stand up, and she went straight down. Well, she does deny the ketamine, but everyone else knows it's true.
So we really butt our noses somewhere. You know, meanwhile, we're now in LA. Meatball was in New York when it happened, but wasn't living there at the time, nor was I. So it's like, we're so far removed from it. And now it's what most people like come up and talk to us about. They're like, oh my God, 3 years ago when you guys did the stairs episode, I was living. And that's the other thing is we ended up putting out like still a kind of serious episode where we like honored people's stories. But I think our audience received it as like, that was messy. And it's like, oh no, we're like really still fueling this whole thing.
Did you have any negative reactions to the episode?
Yes.
Or was it
everyone that we interviewed?
Everyone that was involved in the episode did not like the episode.
Because they didn't know that we were going to go like immediately from their interview to the opposite perspective of the other. We said,
oh, yeah, that was the other thing. When I booked all of them, I didn't tell them that I was interviewing the other people involved, which is that right or wrong?
No, we told them when we were on the call, like when we were done with the call, we said, and we are interviewing the other people.
I mean, that's journalism 101.
We literally, that's called gotcha. We got them.
Yeah.
That's called gotcha. Did you like send the episode or like do any kind of pre-screening or allow them to listen or any kind
did
of?
Did we? I don't think we did.
I thought we sent Gemma a copy of it before it went out.
And maybe she approved. Maybe just of her interview.
Of yeah, we like sent out little snippets of their own interviews to give them the tone.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah,
but we didn't let them listen to the other person's opinions. And also, I think it was just Gemma that we sent it to because Ruby didn't ask for it.
All right, let me tell you this. Our intention was always
bad.
Good?
Okay.
Well, you don't have to take the blame because it was my intention was to make fun of a situation that I thought was funny.
Right. And my intention was to make a good podcast episode.
Yes, you were just the producer role. I was the one running the show on that one.
Now, have you spoken to any of the queens or any of the people involved with the story since?
Yes, I've worked with Ruby before. She does not care at all. She thinks it's funny. Gemma Bubblegum, as I stated previously, I've run into a few times. She says, why are you still obsessed with that story? And she has quit drag. But has a very successful OnlyFans. So maybe we got her in the right career.
So the kind of moral conundrum we're in is kind of like taking an event in which you have no business being a part of it and kind of like spotlighting it in a way that the people do not really want the spotlight on. However,
18 months after it happened.
And we put ads on it.
And we put ads on it.
And we put ads on it.
Can I just randomly, who were the sponsors for that particular episode?
That I couldn't tell you. Probably BetterHelp. Probably BetterHelp Therapy.
Oh, no.
It was BetterHelp.
She might need something stronger than BetterHelp.
Ketamine.
Okay, because they were all aware of the podcast. It wasn't like you both were doing like a sit down dinner and like kind of secretly
had a wire
or something. No, yeah, you weren't doing wire towards them.
They fully knew they were being recorded.
I think it's sort of connected to to journalism. It's connected to gotcha journalism. The idea of like, it's a story we're telling. It's a story that people can like take something from and like learn something and reflect their own life. But like, does it need to be told? Does it need to be spotlighted? Or were we just looking to fill another week because we have 350 episodes under our belt and we just got to keep making content? Like, I think that's the ultimate sort of moral conundrum here is, you know, do you have to do that TikTok on your lunch break or not?
I say this, I hate to make this all about me, but obviously accidents can be very scary. And so, well, again, I don't know the extent to the medical damage, so I'll caveat that. But sometimes they make for really good stories. And again, I don't want to make this all about me, but I did get hit by a truck 1.5 years ago.
Yeah.
I got hit by a truck. And you know what? I had a lot of good stories from it. And I think it really built some character.
Mm-hmm. Were so you in sometimes, a car?
No, pedestrian.
Yeah. Did you have the bed bugs at this time?
No, thank God. I did not.
I was like, because if you were crying on the side of the street and got hit by a truck, mama, I'm worried.
But anyways, that's my only caveat. So it could have gone either ways. This story could have helped kind of, yeah, draw that and maybe like give them some character. But I don't know. What are you thinking, Blair? That's a long jump.
You know, I hit a milestone this year, you guys, age-wise. And it's scary, the thought of getting older.
You're not going to say your age after the whole lead up? We don't get the age?
I don't want to make it totally about me because you guys are the guests, right? That would be unfair of me, right? What's scary about getting older is stairs. Am I right?
Slay. Very true.
That is true.
It sounds like the one particular drag queen was feeling a little chaotic. And would it, if she didn't do it to her, she could have done it to someone else. So you're actually spreading awareness.
Upstairs. Yeah, and pushing.
See, now I'm on that side.
Yeah.
However, Blair, I want to say I think I'm going to lean bad. Even though I'm leaning good, I'm also leaning bad. Because ultimately they didn't want the episode out. But I don't think you did anything actually bad because I think they knew the scenario. They knew the scenario, but I think in the grand scheme of things, it maybe didn't like help benefit the situation.
See, I disagree because OnlyFans is popping.
Seriously.
I've seen documentaries and they talk about how much money they're making. You helped push someone into probably a more lucrative career and let's say probably a little funner, a lot less, you know, work to put into it. You don't have to, you know, get dressed up. You just got to take a shower and then like do a thing, you know, and that's
the fact that, you know, Gemma's a bottom is amazing.
I don't, but it's good to know.
Is she? See, I don't watch her OnlyFans.
She does. She's both. Hers. I do watch. So she is getting money from me, too.
And see, right now, by talking about her, we're helping her career because people are like, ooh, let's see what's happening.
What is her OnlyFans, Meatball?
Yeah, what's her OnlyFans?
Something Oaks, Aaron Oaks, something like that.
Yeah, I think I'm leaning good because even though you went into it as a joke, you heard the story and you're like, you know what? We need to pivot. We need to get both sides of the story. And you presented the facts. And, you know, a majority of the people were very grateful in this situation. I think you saved lives.
Okay, now can I pitch you a hypothetical?
Yes.
I have all the original Zoom recordings.
Don't you dare.
What if we put those out unedited behind a paywall in which, okay, I'm going to be really real, Meatball.
Okay.
The moment our guest left the Zoom call, we are both still on the call, aghast at how serious the interview was. And we go, what the fuck was that? Can you believe? And it's all still on the recording.
I would say, depending on where the profits go.
In my pocket. Maybe where else are the profits going?
But again, I feel like I am paying them because I do pay for the OnlyFans.
You better do a bit.
Okay, so it sounds like we're split.
Yeah, it sounds like we have a classic case of us being split.
Yeah.
And so in this scenario, we like to turn to our guests and say, do you feel like you need to be ridden of your guilt and so therefore having a punishment and therefore being like, okay, I got punished and now I can move on? Or are you saying, no, I feel strongly that we were both good in this scenario and we want to lean good. You can help kind of sway us in a pitch to us if you think you should be deemed bad or good.
We will give you 15 seconds to decide.
Oh, 15 seconds. Timer's on.
I'm going to say I'm leaning that what we did was good because we brought clarification to a situation that was memeable. Someone was very hurt. So in a way, they did get to tell their story, whether or not it's the way they wanted to tell it. And we made money. Hit the slay button, faggot. We did it.
And that's the episode title.
Okay, Big Dipper, do you agree? You're going good?
I disagree.
Oh.
Because as I get older, I want to be held accountable for my actions and I'm looking to get punished. So I've been a bad boy.
Ew. Well, should we punish Big Dipper and reward Meatball? We have two separate things.
You know what? Work? I think that sounds fair because we're covering our bases. You know?
We're covering. So we believe one of the greatest rewards one can receive is a compliment from your therapist. So we have written a compliment that we're going to kind of read as a faux therapist to Just Meatball, not Big Dipper.
Okay, I'll plug my ears.
Meatball, therapy is a two-way street. And now that you're fixed, I'd like to seek your guidance. That is, if I'm deemed worthy enough. I would be ever so humbled to be counseled by a queen with such excellent decision-making skills.
Mm. How do you feel?
I feel great. But you know
what? Lost for words.
You're at a loss for words. I don't know
what to say. I mean, it feels right, yeah. Daddy therapist.
Yeah.
Okay, amazing. And Big Dipper, we have a punishment because you've been bad today. And so if you could read iconic A$AP Rocky's apology in your own tone, but with his words.
LOL, my fault, sweetheart.
Amazing. And that was A$AP Rocky's apology to a fan he trampled over at the Met Gala.
How do you feel?
I actually feel a weight lifted off of my shoulders, oh, good. Truly.
Oh, good.
I love
that. That's what we want. Well, this has been such a pleasure to have you both on. Before we wrap up, can you tell everyone where to follow, find you, anything upcoming to plug?
Yes, absolutely. Our podcast, Sloppy Seconds, comes out every Tuesday and Friday, everywhere you get your podcasts. The audio versions are available on those podcast apps, but on Fridays when we have guests, we do video shows on YouTube. So if you just search Sloppy Seconds with Big Dipper and Meatball, you can find us there. And on social media, I'm at Big Dipper Jelly.
And I'm at Spiciest Meatball. And our podcast is at Sloppy Pod.
But you're also at what? You have 1,000 apps.
Oh, yeah. On Twitter, I'm Fat Drag Meatball. And on TikTok, I'm Meatball the Drag Queen. Because they're all taken.
She just can't handle it.
Who cares? If you want it, you can come find me. If not, live your life.
And that's our show. Thanks so much for listening today.
We absolutely hate to do this. We hate it.
But it would mean the world to us if you can subscribe to the podcast wherever you get podcasts, rate and review.
Follow us at Bad Behavior NYC on Instagram and TikTok. Thanks again for listening.
And remember, whatever your moral status, we are always here to judge.
Bye.
Do you think that was good?
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.